You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joining us now on the Fangast Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, this dude, the guy that made the catch right here.
Ripken on first with two outs in the ninth. The Brewers lead 7-0. Hit in the air. Yount makes a great catch, and Ron DeAmis has thrown the first no-hitter in Milwaukee Brewer history. What else can happen to this team? Ron DeAmis has no-hit the Baltimore Orioles on a great game-ending catch by Robin Yount.
I will tell you, that highlight is amazing. Jim Paschke on the call. Joining us now, he is the Hall of Famer, Robin Yount. I think my favorite part of that highlight, Robin, isn't necessarily you making the catch, but Paschke's voice getting so high, I think that was the most impressive thing.
Well, it definitely added excitement to it, didn't it?
It did, yes, no doubt about it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. I mean, the Brewers finally get to 12 in a row here in the regular season. They had a chance at it before with 11 and couldn't finish. Now everybody gets the George Webb burgers. You were part of that team streak in 87, but you all did it to start the season. At what point, when this thing got going, maybe it was that game, the no-hitter, did you realize you all really kind of had something cool going to start the season?
Well, obviously, it gets more attention when you start the season that way. But unfortunately, that year, you said it earlier, Team Street.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about May. Robin, no, we don't got to talk about May. We won't talk about May, Robin. Okay. Let's just stay in April. But yes.
I'll trade you any day where the Brewers are at now compared to where we were at this same time, whatever year that was, 87, I guess.
87, right. Yeah, it is wild to think about that how that whole thing went. And then, of course, that Juan Nieves no-hitter. I mean, Pachoric made a great play earlier in that game as well. Swain made a great play in that game earlier as well. I mean, there was a lot of great defense that was played in that game that people forget about. People all remember that play by you, which was amazing. But there were a lot of other great plays in that game, too.
Well, I think if you look back at probably any no-hitter, perfect game, whatever, there's got to be a little bit of luck involved too. You know, you're talking about the best offenses and, you know, and that people can put together, and the odds of throwing no-hitters or perfect games are pretty slim, and there takes some luck along the way. As far as usually there's going to be a few balls hit pretty hard that you hope go at somebody, and normally that's the case, and it certainly was in that game that won through that day.
And then, of course, you had the big Easter Sunday game with Rob Deere with his home run and then Dale Swain with his home run. And I feel like in any streak like we're talking about here, you have those games where you get those big comebacks late in a game to pull a win out at the end.
Well, I go back to what I just said as far as no hitters and needing some luck along the way to win that many games in a row. You know, luck has to be falling, no matter how good you are. It has to be falling your way in certain circumstances, no question. It's just, you know, it's not that easy to win that many games in a row, or it happened more often than it does.
No doubt. Robin Yount, Brewers legend, Brewers Hall of Famer, joining us here. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. When we talk about this baseball team right now, where we're at, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I mean, there doesn't appear to be the Younts and the Molitors and those guys on this team, and they all continue to call themselves the average Joes, the land of misfit toys. They all are saying this type of stuff about themselves on this team, where people don't know them, but people knew a bunch of guys on your team to start that year.
Yeah, but I'd like to see it done the way it's done now. Nobody expects it, and except the guys in the clubhouse. I guarantee you they expect to go out and win every night. But the fact that they're doing it without a whole bunch of household names is sure fun to watch from the other side. You know, it's when you got the big market team spending as much money as they do, and then watching us with the Brewers do what we've done for the last, I don't know, I'll just guess 10, 12, 15 years, the success we've had, it's, even though I'm not involved anymore, it still feels pretty dang good to go out and beat the teams that are, you know, have unlimited budgets.
When we talk about 87, was there a huge difference in financial disparity, kind of like it is now? I feel like there was obviously a difference between the Yankees and Milwaukee, obviously. But was there as big of a gap as there is now between, like, say, the Dodgers and the Brewers?
I don't know. There was certainly a big gap. You know, there's always been in baseball the larger markets versus the small markets, but I'm the wrong guy to ask what that actual financial gap is, but it seems like certain teams have unlimited budgets, and I don't remember them back when I played ever being unlimited, but, you know, it is what it is, but it's sure nice to win more games than those guys.
No question. Robin Yount, Brewers legend, Brewers Hall of Famer, joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you as well. So you guys ended up getting your streak to...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Through 13 games, can you remember what happened in the game that ended the streak? Or have you kind of like, I don't even remember what happened in that game?
I wish I had a memory that could remember more, but unfortunately, I don't even have the slightest recollection of the game we lost.
This is the thing.
you'll have to tell me.
I don't have it in front of me. I was just asking, because my thing is this. I feel like doing this, I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years at this station. Doing this, I feel like as a fan base, it's always holding on to things of heartbreak and despair, right? The Packers blow a chance to go to the Super Bowl in 2014, and all these different things that go wrong. Fans hold on to that, and they bring that up forever. And instead of enjoying the ride, which the Brewers have been phenomenal since the middle of May right now, and I just wonder, like 10, 15 years, the streak's going to end eventually, but when the streak ends, are people going to be pointing out something that happens in that game and not letting it go, or are they going to remember everything positive that led up to that moment?
Well, hopefully they remember all the positive, you know. It's the best part to remember. Eventually it's going to come to an end, but more importantly, this is a fun, you know, piece of this season. But I guarantee you everybody in that clubhouse will trade a streak like this for, you know, a good run in the playoffs.
Yes.
And ultimately a World Series. So as much fun as something like this is while it's happening, it still doesn't, you still don't reach your goal, any professional athlete, until you win the biggest prize. And in our sport, it happens to be the World Series. But it sure is fun while it's happening. It's great to talk about. But I still got to believe in that clubhouse. It's not the priority of the team.
I got to bring this up because it was brought up by Brian Anderson on a broadcast. A couple of different things. One, it's the year that the Just a Bit Outside documentary comes out and blows up, and everybody's talking about it. It's all over the country. It's on streaming devices. Charlie and I, my producer, we went and saw it when it was in theaters here in Milwaukee when it first came out. Done a bunch of interviews promoting it and so forth. So it's that year that this is all going on right now. And then the bad part about it, obviously, is it's also the passing of Bob Uecker earlier in the year, obviously close friends with you. And Brian Anderson, at the end of a comeback earlier in this streak, said, all I can say is it has to be Uecker magic. He's got to be looking down and trying to kind of help this team along here. And I loved the Uecker magic thing and making this thing roll where this team gets on a run and they finally win a World Series in the same year.
It would be about as good as it could get. You know, we were all kind of hoping for it last year.
Right.
But, you know, I guarantee you he's up there watching every game. Somebody sent me, and maybe it made the rounds back there, but I saw on a text from a friend of mine a picture of Uke basically up there in the clouds over the stadium, and there were four of the players today. Don't remember. I'm sorry.
I saw it.
Four it was. But,
yep.
But it was, it's choking me up trying to describe it, but it was quite a tribute, I guess, to Uke, and boy, it was powerful.
The part about that whole thing with Uecker and this organization, obviously he was there forever, and you obviously became good friends with him, as did many other players. The part that just amazed me, now that, you know, I'm older, I'm 49, is his ability to relate to the younger baseball players, even though there was such an age gap, and how they would all rally upon him. I don't care if you want to go back to last year, the last 5 years, the last 10 years. Doesn't matter who's in that clubhouse. They all gravitate towards him. Not only do they gravitate towards him, players in other clubhouses want to come out and meet him. Paul Skenes arranged a meeting last year, the Pirates rookie pitcher last year, to meet Bob Uecker. It was like something I don't think you've probably ever seen in a baseball clubhouse. I mean, you had Vin Scully and stuff like that, but I don't think it was ever the same relationship that Uecker had with his players on his teams over the years.
But that is who Bob Uecker was. You said earlier I was close with him. Bob Uecker made everybody feel close to him. So it was just, it's just who he was. And you just can't replace the guy. It's just hard for me to talk
about.
Yeah,
no, I totally get it. Yep, no, I totally get it. Robin, hey, man, thanks so much for coming on. The Cubs play on Monday against the Brewers, day-night doubleheader on Monday. I just want the streak to get to 15. Have a 15-game winning streak going into that series at Wrigley against the Cubs. That would be pretty sweet.
It would be extremely sweet. But either way, one day at a time, and like I say, the ultimate goal would be for Uke to bring it home from above.
And I can't let you go without talking about your new deal that you got with Usingers. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, they asked if I would mind stepping in and taking over for Uke, and I said that's not possible, but if you'd like me to try, I would honor the idea. And so obviously it doesn't have the professionalism that you brought, but I try just as hard, and I love the company. So Fritz and Emily couldn't be nicer people. So it's exciting. It's just an honor, to be honest with you, to follow Uke. I'm not going to say I'm following in his footsteps, because that's not possible, but just to be to tag along with Uke is an honor.
I'll tell you another quick little story on the way out. My friend, who's right around 30, so he's significantly younger than me, but he's got parents to my daughter. His daughter, he named after Robin Yount, spelt it R-O-B-I-N, the whole deal, named her after you. That was the reason he did it. Obviously, he's not old enough to really have seen you play when you were playing, but still, all these years later, you have people naming their kids after you. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Well, obviously, they didn't know me very well, but it does feel good.
Get out of here. He is Robin Yount, Brewers legend, Brewers Hall of Famer. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.